Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Trade Deadline Special. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and trades are dead. There's just no action at the trade deadline. So that's pretty much it. No Brandon Cooks, no Odell Beckham, no Deshaun Watson, which is notable. I think you probably cut him and redraft. If you got him, hold him. Now might be a time to trade for him. But other than that, there's no Marlon Mack. I think this actually insulates, to some degree, Jeremy McNichols, because you don't have anyone other than and I'm just getting the news that Noah Fant is going on COVID list as I'm mid-sentence. That's what my pause there was. So no one other than Adrian Peterson coming in for competition. It's no Melvin Gordon, right? It's no Ronald Jones. It's no big name there. So that's pretty much it. No movement on Deshaun Jackson, which probably wasn't relevant, but looks like he is going to get his release that he was seeking. And that's probably going to be the extent of the news. A couple of trades for linemen, but other than that, no major news. I will say, in terms of, I think when I released the Analytics of Dynasty Human Hand Grenade podcast for the week, which was yesterday. I'm recording this on Tuesday. When I released that, that news of Adrian Peterson to Tennessee had not happened when I recorded that. So I will react to that news here briefly, just to sort of update that. I do think that this is good news, ultimately, for Jeremy McNichols. And the reason I think that is because we are not in a situation where he is going to get totally overwhelmed, and now we have sort of seen that he's never going to get totally overwhelmed by Adrian Peterson, at least in my opinion. When you sort of look at that situation, Adrian Peterson has gotten worse each year, and Jeremy McNichols has been fine. And I talked about this, I think, on a show reaction over the weekend. Like or maybe even on that show. I think it was actually on that show that I talked about his stats a little bit. Like he's been fine. He's been relatively efficient, especially as a receiver. And I think if he's going to offer that, and maybe it's a little bit more of a receiving-centric offense, a throw-centric offense, instead of being so dominated by the run game, if that's going to be the case, like that really could set up well for Jeremy McNichols. A two-way player has the ability to command again. I think he can be a difference maker, could be a potential league winner down the stretch. And I don't use that phrase that often, but this is a spot where he can come in and be like, I think it is foolish to expect Jeremy McNichols to just be put to bed by Adrian Peterson, you know, just to expect Adrian Peterson to come in right off the jump and be a 18 touch a game guy. I just think that is just too much to expect. So, all that said, I expect McNichols to be a potential spot starter. I would take it in a week by week basis. If you could get a first for him, I'm taking it. If you can get a second, like, again, it feels neutral in shallower leagues. Like, if you can sort of replace that or replenish that, or if you have a lot of replaceability, I still think you could probably sort of talk me into that. But, I mean, I think I'm playing this week to week in terms of him being a starter. And I think this week is probably one where I feel pretty confident in playing him, because he is – I just don't think Adrian Peterson is going to come in and take his job in a week. I just don't think that is going to happen. And frankly, Adrian Peterson hasn't really been that great ultimately. And look, this is a – In the past couple of years, like, he's been a declining player. If you look this game, one of the higher point totals of the week, up to 54. That's a 7-point game or so. And when you sort of look at that, like, yeah, I mean, that strikes me as a Jeremy McNichols type of game. So I'm totally interested in him right now on a spot start basis, on a human hand grenade basis, and we'll sort of see where it evolves from there. But I think that you're going to get at least in the short term here, the ability to potentially get some starts out of him. And heading into week 10, that will be home against the Saints. That might be a little bit more difficult row to hoe, if you will, for McNichols, with New Orleans one of the better defensive teams against running backs. So that's sort of my position on it. Again, we'll see where that ultimately, you know, what evolves here. And I think you have to be open to moving and adapting your position to the facts as they present themselves. But at present, I am pretty optimistic about a good start here for Tennessee with Jeremy McNichols. All right, well, that'll do it for this snap reaction to the trade deadline. Again, it's basically the NFL trade deadline. We get all worked up and excited for it, and every year it's just disappointing. So there's your reaction. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.